Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription Hearts in Harmony and brings you today Baby Snooks, who in a moment will tell you about a star of the food world featured at your Kroger store. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Visit your Kroger store. That's where you'll find Kroger cut beef and many other famous stars of the food world. And now, here's Baby Snooks.
Now what?
Hello, Snooks.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox. It's Mr. Wilcox, Daddy.
Hello, Harlow. Just sneaking out for a little golf. Do you play?
Oh, on and off. My game isn't all it could be. It always takes me five to get to the green.
Five?
Yes. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon.
Yes, I know. I'm alive. Five to get to the green. Some joke, Harlow.
I don't get it.
Well, Snooks, the green is lime jello. Tempting, cool lime, shimmering with fruit-rich color.
Oh, yeah. Now I get it.
Get jello and jello puddings at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands. The stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though they are both in serious condition from injuries received in an automobile accident, Penny Gibbs and her wealthy fiancé, Barry Carlton, have at last seen each other. It was an eventful meeting, and now the following day, as Nora and Freddie Lang drive to their farm, Nora tells Freddie all about it. Nora says,
Mrs. Billings phoned and said Penny was thrilled at seeing Barry and getting to talk to him, and she feels much better because of it.
Yeah, I guess she does, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Barry feels a whole lot better, too, huh?
Well, that's the only bad part, Freddie. Right after Penny was taken out of his room, he had to send for the doctor.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, what was the matter?
I don't know. But an hour later, he was unconscious again.
Oh. Doesn't sound so good, does it?
Well, it must mean something bad because they sent for Mrs. Carlton right away.
Looks that bad for the guy?
I don't know. The doctors haven't said what it means exactly, but everybody's worried.
Well, I guess Penny is taking it pretty bad, too, huh?
Well, they haven't told her. As far as she knows, he's still the way he was when she saw him.
Holy mackerel, he didn't have a setback just because he got to talk to Penny, did he?
No, in some ways, Mrs. Billings said the doctors expected a relapse like this. They're just glad it didn't come while Penny was in the room. She's not strong enough herself to take a shock like that.
Poor kid, I feel sorry for him. In fact, Nora, I feel sorry for both of them.
Yeah.
They didn't have a break like this coming to them.
No, they certainly didn't. Of all the people I know, Freddie, they deserve a little happiness. At least a little.
Well, don't worry. They'll get it yet, Nora. It's always darkest before the dawn. Or something like that. Says Freddie, the philosopher.
Some philosopher. Freddie.
We blew a tire. Now, hold on. We're coming to a stop.
Well, crickets, Freddie. Stop. You'll ruin the tire running on it.
I have to let her keep running down until she slows down easy stages, Nora. We blew a front tire.
Oh, I don't care if it was a side tire. This is scary.
Well, if I stepped on the brake, she'd have had a bigger scare. You know, we might have turned over. Well, guess here's where I go to work.
Yeah. Oh, careful, Freddie. There's a car coming down the highway.
Yeah, I see it. Hey, Nora.
Hmm?
Looks like we made spaghetti out of this tire.
Well, I hope we have a spare.
Yeah, we have a couple of them. A few spare parts, too. You know, I don't trust this truck to make the trip from town to the farm without something going wrong with it.
Freddie, why don't we get a new truck?
Well, I have one on order. In fact, I ordered two.
Oh.
Nora, when we get back to the farm, I'll show you a long list of things that I've ordered. And we still have some money in the bank, too. Well, guess I'll get out the old jack and get to work.
Freddie.
Hmm?
Is Daddy pleased with the money the farm made this year?
Is he pleased?
Huh?
He said that acre for acre, he bets our farm made more money than any other farm in the state. Hmm. Who knows, Nora? You know, maybe next year at this time we're going to be rich.
Mink coat rich?
Hey, hey, you're a farmer's wife, not the wife of a tycoon. I just hope this jack works. You know, the last time I had... Hey, look.
Hmm?
There's a nice guy in this world. I think his car is stopping because the driver wants to give me a hand.
Freddie, that's Johnny Keeney.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, what do you know? Hi, Johnny.
Hiya, Freddie. I thought we had an appointment at the farm this afternoon. What are you doing out here?
We had an appointment?
Well, sure. And you made it, too.
Freddie, that's right. You did. You asked Johnny to come out and look at the plans for the house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're on the way to the farm now, Johnny.
Yeah, but not right now, huh?
Well, what'd you do to this tire, Freddie? Cut it up for rubber bands?
Well, she blew out on me, and I had to let the truck roll to a stop, Johnny.
You should have let this junk heap roll into the ditch and leave it there.
Now, don't you go talking about our golden chariot like that, or I won't let you help me fix this tire.
Oh, well, I couldn't let that happen. I'm just dying to help.
Where can I sit and watch?
Oh, you can watch all right, Nora, but no supervision.
Well, somebody has to supervise.
You better not be it, though. Hey, you got the jack under the axle yet, Johnny?
Nope. I've decided I'll supervise.
Oh, well, this is just fine. Two foremen and one worker. Okay.
I was only kidding. What can I do, Freddie?
Well, you can get a spare out of the back of the truck.
Yeah, sure.
Now, this thing better work.
What happens if it doesn't, Freddie?
Well, if it doesn't, we'll use Johnny's jack.
Oh, that's great, Freddie. Only I left mine in the garage.
Oh, that's just dandy.
Now what do we do if the jack doesn't work, Freddie?
Well, we'll take Johnny's suggestion and we'll roll this jalopy into the ditch. For the junk heap that it really is. And then we'll just ride into the farm with Johnny.
Freddie, I don't think anyone's had a key in this attic door for years.
Oh, maybe 50 years. Yeah, it's plenty rusty, Johnny, but... Well... still works.
Good, good. I'll be able to show you why I think you ought to have that new beam construction in your house.
Okay, okay, but I was willing to take your word for the first time.
No, I'd rather show you. Now, this house has
Freddie,
a beam construction.
Can you get the door to open?
Oh, yeah, Nora. It opened up okay. Hey, you want to come up? You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff up here.
No, I'll be up in a minute.
It's amazing what you can find in an attic sometimes.
Yeah, it sure is. Gosh, this joint looks like a storehouse of buried treasure. Hey, I wonder what's in that old trunk there.
Probably old clothes, 20, 30, 40 years out of style.
Letters, too, maybe. Letters written by people who died before we were born, Johnny.
Pictures, too, probably. Yellow, dusty, quaint. A lot of memories, a lot of laughs in an attic.
Mm-hmm. A lot of tears, too, I guess.
Well, you can be sure of that.
What are you two talking about?
Oh, hi, Nora. We were just saying that there's a lot of things here in the attic.
I guess that's what attics are for. Oh, Crickets, look at that. It's my old baby crib.
Practically turned antique since you last used it, of course.
Well, I'll bet it's been up here for 15 years. I slept in a big bed when I was still small. Oh, and look at that old dress form.
You call that a form, Nora? Why, it looks more like an hourglass to me.
Well, that's the shape the world was in those days, Freddie.
And no remarks, Freddie Lang. My grandmother was a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. And you take after her, too. Don't you, Cricket?
Why, thank you. Oh, I wonder what's in this old trunk.
Well, we were wondering the same thing when you came in, Nora.
Oh, let's open it and see.
Well, do you think it's all right, too, Nora?
I don't know why not. Will it open?
Well, it should. It's practically falling apart now.
Well, the top may be stuck a little, though, Freddie. Let me give you a hand.
Yeah, sure, okay. Come on, Johnny, lift it up.
Okay.
There.
You were right, Freddie. It was falling apart.
You mean we tore it apart? Oh, gosh, it's full of nothing but junk.
I wouldn't call that stuff junk, Freddie. There's some beautiful old jewelry.
Hey, that is pretty, isn't it?
Let me see.
Here.
Well, you should really like that, Nora.
Oh, it's lovely. Wonder if Daddy knows all about this stuff. This was probably his mother's, and... Guy, it makes you kind of sad, doesn't it?
Well, nothing to be sad about, Nora. I should think your father'd be glad to know it hasn't been lost. Or...
Hey, get a load of this.
Oh, what, Freddy?
It's an envelope. It looks like it's been up here just as long as the trunk. And on top it says, to whom it may concern.
Sounds interesting.
Well, it concerns us right now. Let's open it.
Well, it's on the way to being opened now. Gosh, the envelope's just about ready to fall apart, too.
Yeah, it's plenty old, all right. What's the paper in it?
I don't know yet, Johnny. Here, let's see.
Crickets, it looks like a map.
Hey, Nora, you're right. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe it's a treasure map, huh?
Treasure map. Freddie, you've been reading too many books.
Or too many of the wrong ones.
Hey, no kidding. This is a map. And it's a map of the farm.
Oh.
Look there, Nora.
Uh-huh.
There's the lake. And over there, the pine grove.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the hill with the raspberries on it.
Uh-huh.
And here's the house, and here's the barn. And look, way down this way is the road and the fence.
Mm-hmm. And where's the buried treasure?
Well, you never find those things right away, Johnny. But I'll bet there is a secret mark on it somewhere.
Come on, let's look around for
it. Oh, Freddy.
No, no kidding. Maybe there's a fortune buried somewhere on the farm.
Oh, sure. Or the bones of some poor, long-murdered soul. Now, come on, Freddy. I'll show you what I meant about the beams.
Oh, no, never mind about the beams, Johnny. Look, let's get at this map.
Oh, Freddy, you're such a little boy.
Oh, all kidding aside, Nora. This might be something really important. Come on, Johnny. You help me out,
I can't today, Freddy. I don't have time. I promised Penny I'd drive down to see her this afternoon.
Oh, you're going down to see Penny today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about taking us along?
Oh, I can't go, Freddy. I promised I'd spend the day with Daddy. But you go ahead.
Yeah, sure, Freddy. You come on, huh?
Gee, that'll be swell. But I'm going to work on this map tomorrow. Johnny, I'll bet you anything it means something. I'm going to find out what it is, too.
That he looked so good to you. I'm sure it did both of you a lot of good.
Yeah, Johnny, it did. I can't wait to see him again.
Well, Penny, the next time you do see him, you tell him that I said hi, will you?
You bet I will, Freddy.
And tell him the house that he gave Nora and me is just coming along swell.
All right, I'll tell him.
Look, Penny, you don't seem to be feeling too well. You want us to go?
No. At least not right away.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come along today. Maybe seeing two people all at once isn't good for you.
Oh, no, Freddy. I'm glad you came.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was now or never, Penny. You know, there's an awful lot of work still to be done at the farm, and Dad is sick. Take it easy.
I know. I sure hope he'll be better soon. Oh, tell him I asked for him, will you?
Yeah, sure I will. Look, I really think that I've stayed just long enough. You know, hospital rooms don't go along with me somehow. I think I'll pull out. But, Johnny, you stay around just as long as you want to. Well, Penny, goodbye.
Oh, no. Freddy, you don't have to go.
Well, I think I better, though. You will excuse me, won't you?
Just a minute, Freddy. I think maybe I'd better be leaving, too.
Okay.
You want us to, don't you, Penny? Come on, I'll tell the truth.
Well, if you won't think I'm ungrateful... I do feel kind of low today.
Sure.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, sure, we understand. Well, Penny, I'll be down to see you again in a day or two.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll be feeling better by then, I think. Goodbye, Freddy. Johnny.
Bye.
So long, Gibbsy.
Well, she looks pretty bad, doesn't she, Freddy?
Sure does. That's why I had to get out of there, Johnny. I can't stand seeing her that way.
Yeah, me too. I wonder why she's so down.
Well, they tell me that females have a way of sensing things, Johnny. Maybe she has a hunch that things aren't going to be so good for Barry.
Is Penny low because she has a premonition of doom for Barry Carlton? How is Barry faring since he lapsed into unconsciousness again? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Kroger has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow. Same time, same station. For another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.